Hi, and welcome back to the Moms Get It Done podcast. I'm Leslie Osborne. I'm a super busy mom of two who really likes to get things done. I like to get a lot done. On this show, if you've listened to it in the past, we've talked about parenting topics, how to organize things, cooking, how to clean different things, all different things. We've talked about mindset and how to heal the relationship with yourself. But there's another relationship that I've never talked about before that my guest Rachel True and I talk about today, and it's about the relationship of you with you and your vagina. Yes, this is a real thing. You know, the vagina goes through so much with childbirth and really just, you know, in your entire life. And Rachel explains to us how you can use a yoni egg to heal your vagina and also how to have a better relationship with it. And there's so many things that you can use the yoni egg for. So Rachel True of True Woman is all about embodying the sacred and embracing sexuality to awaken a life of pleasure. Rachel believes that sacred sexuality is all about getting in touch with our bodies as sexual beings and unlocking the ancient wisdom that lives inside us. Rachel is an energy healer, a womb awakener, and divine feminine activator. Her desire is to support women in healing body positive relationships with our wombs, our vaginas, and ultimately with our pleasure. This is an episode that I got so much out of, and I can't wait for you to listen. Here she is. Hello, Rachel. It's so great to have you here. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here and connect in this way.
Me too. It's so good to see you, even just over on video. It's so funny because, you know, when you reached out to me about the yoni egg and what you do, I was so interested because I honestly don't know what this is. Like when you started to explain it, you know, we were texting back and forth and I did some research. So can you tell me, like, how did you get into this? Like, what is it? Like, what are we talking about? This is
Yeah. So yoni eggs are minerals. They're crystals that come from the earth. So I have one here. I'll show you. They're minerals that come from the earth. They're shaped like an egg, and they're designed to be inserted in the yoni, which is a Sanskrit ancient language for vagina or vulva.
Okay.
So they are healing tools for women or whoever identifies with the feminine in a female body to help support like energetic and physical properties within the yoni. Okay. And so how did I get into it? That's a really good question.
Yes, I need to know.
Yeah, it's actually like not a super fun story. I had had some like traumatic experiences with my sexuality and I don't identify as straight and I'm married. So that came up as like, how do I be as a sexual person?
Yeah.
And then this outward like projection of like, well, how do I define myself and what does it mean?
Yeah.
And then realizing that I wasn't like so connected to like my feminine energy and like my womb space. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was just like kind of a healing journey, really. Okay. It was kind of this disconnect from my feminine energy and who am I as a sexual being.
Okay.
And I took a year long, like experiential course with them.
Okay. That's amazing. So you learned about this for a year. And now you help other people use this and do this.
Yeah, I worked with them for a year and it's been about 4 years. I've been working with them consistently and I've had such expansive transformation and such expansive like integrations with them that I feel like it would be selfish not to share. And so I would be sharing it with my girlfriends or really with whoever would listen. And then everyone's like, well, where did you get them? How do I get them? And I was like, shoot, like, I'm sending everyone away. This is something that I could support in because I've had the direct experience with it. And like, who's better than someone who's walked it to guide it?
No, absolutely. And I love that, you know, it's such a big part of you and that you decided to share that with the world. A lot of people, women who I admire and I have on the show and I ask people to come on are like this. You know, they have something that happened, whether it's like an ADHD child or an experience that they had to get over or whatever. And then it becomes like part of them. And then they share it with the world, which is like the best thing you could ever do is share that gift with the world. Right. So that's so, so exciting. So the egg itself. So you said they are crystals and you place them inside your vagina.
Yes.
How long, I'm interested in how long do you leave them in there?
Okay, so it's an entire experience. Okay. So there's many reasons that people would choose to work with them. So for me, there was a lot of reasons. And on a physical level, they're really great for increasing like lubrication. If like a woman has like a naturally drier vagina that hydration isn't supporting, helping with PMS symptoms and cramping, helps with increasing libido. Ooh. It helps with tightening the pelvic floor. Like a lot of women know about Kegels, but this is a similar in the idea of that, tightening the pelvic floor, especially if there is a vaginal birth or a medical condition that weakens the pelvic floor age and time. And then also really great for learning to have a cervical orgasm or an internal orgasm. So all of those reasons in and of themselves are amazing. And like, why wouldn't we want all of those things throughout our lives as women? You know, especially moms, it's like moms, I think the identity of being a sexual being gets lost in the motherhood, but ultimately like we are, like if we are in a feminine body, we can identify with as sexual beings and embrace it and find pleasure inside our bodies. Cause that's what this is all about, is this is a pleasure vehicle. And if we can figure out how to find and unlock the pleasure sensations, then like our whole life can expand in more pleasure.
For sure. And I know that, in one of my episodes, I had a friend of mine, and she's so amazing as a coach. She's a sex coach. And it's about that, you know, how hard it is when people become mothers. Not just physically, because your body, I mean, you've produced a human, like that's a really big deal and everything changes, but not just that, but like your lifestyle, you know, all of a sudden it's not about you anymore. It's about them. And it's very, and you know, marriage and kids and schedules and everything, you know, not just the physical stuff, but it's hard to think of yourself as a sexual being anymore, right? Mm-hmm. As that thing. So it's a really big deal for us. Like I know all the moms that I talk to are like, I wish that I had more libido. I wish that, you know, my vagina was like it was in my 20s or before I had kids or something like that. So I think this is so interesting. So when you, I think you did say something about postpartum healing too. It can help with postpartum healing.
Yeah. So in general, it's like, okay, so there's also the energetic properties about building and reconnecting with our vaginas, because there is an actual intuition that lives in our vagina as women. I've experienced it. I believe it to be true that we can actually like check in, like, you know, there's like the gut instinct. There's also like the pussy instinct, and living like from a pussy led life, which is like, woo, right? Like, what are you talking about?
Hi. No, I like it.
When we like, we can, if we can heal our relationships with our vaginas as women and like destigmatize the vagina and really become more in tune with it and embrace that it is part of us. And it's not like a separate entity that's on our body that like somebody else pleasures and we use it for the bathroom and like, it's a problem. And then I think of too, like postpartum, like what is the relationship with your vagina if you've had a vaginal birth or if you had a C-section and you didn't have a vaginal birth, what is your relationship with your womb and your vagina and all of the limiting beliefs that may come in through that process? So physically it can help tighten, of course, like after a healing process where you would want to insert, you know. And then also with that, it also can help reconnect you in a positive way into a body positive relationship with the vagina.
Gosh, that sounds so great. You know, I had a C-section, but still my vagina went through some stuff, like, and the inside did, right? Like in both of my pregnancies and afterward. And, you know, we all joke about it. We're like, oh, we'll never be the same. And maybe, I don't think that you're saying you'll go back to like what you were, but you'll actually like improve your relationship there. And we do.
Yeah. And like embrace the change, girl. Like you are a woman at birth, something from the unseen into the seen. Like we are magic. Like that's pure magic. And so if the look is not what it used to be, like that's the old paradigm. The new paradigm is loving every inch of our bodies, especially when it creates magic.
It does. It does. And I'm really interested. It's very funny that you talk about a cervical orgasm, like an inside, like when you're having, you mean when you're having like penetration, right?
Yeah. When you're having penetration or penetrating yourself.
Right. Right. That, yes, exactly. So I think that it's very funny because there's this conversation that happens. You know, I've talked to Nina, the sex coach, about this, I think on the podcast, and I've heard her speak about this, about how some women think that that's not possible and that it can be, and it's different for everybody and it feels different from everybody other than having a different type of orgasm. So just to be able to like have something to help in that area would be awesome. You know, I think that would be so great. So tell me about the process. Like, let's say I decide I would hire you and you would go through the process with me, or do I just buy an egg and I do it myself? Like, how does it work?
It's and or, so they're both invitations. You can buy an egg and I sell them. It comes with like a 42-page booklet on how to work with them on a physical and energetic level.
Okay.
And also I do womb healing sessions. So it's bigger than the egg. It's working with the egg, but it's bigger than that. It's more of the energetics. And in our womb, like as women, we store undigested trauma or emotion. And it doesn't have to be related to birth at all. It can be related to really anything. It could be related to sexual trauma. It could be related to limiting beliefs, not worthiness, whatever. Anything that's holding us back, we usually resides in our womb space and in our cervix, which is why cervical orgasms are really hard to reach when we have trauma stored in our body. And so the yoni eggs and any kind of womb healing supports to release that trauma. So there's really two sides. There's the energetic component and there's the physical. Some people are interested in the physical properties and the physical benefits. Some are interested in both. Yeah. I'm all about bridging like the sacred with sexuality, for sacred sexuality, for embodiment, and like kind of bridging the spiritual component. That's really my work. But I do also do like virtual yoni egg ceremonies once a month. And so anyone who's new to the practice or together, because we're better together, the energetics, like we can support the energy. When we work with the eggs, it's a 30-minute, what is the egg? How do you work with it? What's the point? What are the techniques? A 30-minute exploratory, turn your camera off, guided exploration, and then followed up with a question and answer.
That sounds so cool. I think that, you know, especially somebody like me who like literally just learned about this week, and I'm so excited about it. You know, that's so helpful, because a book, you know, a book's a book. I mean, some people want to do things by themselves and like whatever. I'm all about, you know, instruction, coaching, you know me, I'm all about all that stuff. So,
I feel like a permission piece. Like when like I'll insert it, I do the whole practice, but it's guided. And it's like, there's a permission piece, like, oh, like, okay, you're doing this and you're doing it in front of us. And it can be sexual, but it doesn't have to be. It can be like just an invitation for curiosity. It kind of gives that little permission. And then, you know, there's all these other women, you know, there's usually 20 some women, you know, everyone's in it together. Some people have done it before, some haven't. So it just feels like a safe space.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So when I started to read about the yoni eggs, I started to read about vaginal massages. Is that part of the yoni egg thing, or is that like a totally separate like realm?
Well, okay, it's separate, but it's also similar in the sense. So like, okay, a yoni egg, here's a yoni egg.
Yeah.
I strung this one because some women are like, it's going to get lost. If you have a cervix, it cannot get lost, but there's always the initial fear. So I always recommend a drilled egg so that you can string it, so that you have more control, so that you can let go of the fear of it getting lost. Because when we have any fear, we're going to tighten up.
Yeah.
Like literally, you know? So the yoni egg can be used as like a yoni massage. So like at the opening of the vagina, you would just like massage around it. A lot of people have trauma there if they've been entered when it wasn't their choice, or they've been entered when they said yes, but they wanted to say no. Or they weren't ready to be entered. You know, it was like, hurry up and get this done. Like, I got to cook dinner, so hurry up. You know, that actually causes some trauma to the yoni because it wasn't open. It didn't surrender. And like, we might have to lube up. We might have to like grin and bear it. And like, I'm all about changing that and like allowing it to be a yes. So the egg is a really good massage in the beginning to work on your sacred yes, because it might not want to go in. And like, I never recommend just pushing it in if we have not had a choice in saying yes, or we've said yes when we wanted to say no. So yoni massage has the same idea behind it, is like working within the fascia tissue and like working within the vagina. Obviously there's other techniques that fingers can do that an egg cannot.
Right.
But it's in the same area of like pleasure, healing, curious,
It's funny because I get all these women on the show that talk about mindset and healing past trauma and stuff like that. And this part where you're directly relating it to your vagina and your cervix and all that stuff is so, I don't know, it feels almost like super powerful and super important. You know, I think that almost any woman who has had a baby, you know, my first child, I had a scheduled C-section because she had an issue, but the second one, I went into labor and it's traumatizing. Like it's the craziest thing that has ever happened in your life. And just that piece alone, without the baby coming out and surgery or whatever, is a really big deal. And you feel, sometimes you feel a little broken afterward. Mm-hmm. And I've heard people say this, where they're just like, I'm not me anymore. But like the idea that you can reconnect and have a different feeling about it. I mean, I literally, like my 7-year-old, we were talking about her vagina the other day because she had an issue and we were like talking it out. We talk about our vagina like it's separate.
Right. Right.
Like I call her she, but mm-hmm. she's not separate. Like you said it before where you're like, it's all connected. I was like, yeah, she's definitely connected. Even though I'm still saying she, like she's like a different person. So,
right. What if we change the narrative to like, yeah. even if we call it a she, like this magical thing that we get to have yeah. and like, you know, like kind of amp it up to what it really is, opposed to it being like this sexual organ that is here for medical purposes or for like, you know, it's a pleasure center. It's the only part of our body besides our breasts, but the only part of our body that we really can surrender fully and like go into literally a whole new realm with orgasm and with pleasure. And when yeah. we can be in pleasure in our body, that pleasure radiates in all aspects of our lives. Like wanting more joy and pleasure isn't all about orgasms, but orgasms actually help radiate more joy and pleasure throughout the mundane.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that when you get older and have babies and stuff, that changes. So like that, just the idea of being able to reconnect to that, I think is just so exciting. So just, and I know everybody's journey is different. I totally understand, but like I get a yoni egg and I go through a session with you. Is this something you do like continuously, like throughout your life? Or is it like you heal and then you're done? Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to first clarify, like anyone can get an egg and work on their own. I feel yeah. like calibrating to the energetics that are the like transformations that I've had is like where I could support or guiding the practice or guiding the process. But ultimately we're our own healers. And so even though I do sessions in all different capacities, I do believe ultimately we're our own healers. And I feel like our ancient wisdom as women, our medicine lives in our vagina. It's like our ancestral medicine that's in the vagina. So I feel like, yeah, let's work on unlocking our like intuition, our pussy wisdom. And then we'll use the egg for as long as we feel invited to use it. So like for me, I used it for like a year straight, but I also like partook in a program where I had accountability for that and I had support.
Yeah.
But now I probably 2-3 times a month, I'll have like a bath, I'll have an intentional ceremony and I'll work with it. And it depends, like, what am I trying to work on? Am I, you know, sometimes I want to work on self-love and sometimes I want to work on like, I'm having some physical pain in my vagina. So it depends like what my why is. And then for how long. And I think about the yoni and the yoni egg is like, it really helps connect us to our inner authority. Like we get to make the decisions. And so somebody can't tell us how long we work with it. Somebody can't tell us what mineral to choose, because ultimately, no matter what the healer says, like we're our own intuitive inner authority. And I love that about the egg. It's really taught me that.
That's amazing. And I knew that everything would be different. I just, you know, just the questions that come to mind right away.
Yeah, of course. Yes,
of course. Of course. Everything. I am so excited that we got to learn about this today. So I know that you have a group ceremony coming up, and then you also have a True Woman Divine Feminine Action Day retreat. So tell us a little bit about what those two things are.
Yeah, I do. And I want to share just a few more moments.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Okay. Yep.
No. I want me to after.
No, yeah, no. After, tell me about the retreat and stuff after. Okay. I want to hear more about the egg.
Okay, I want to say about the egg, there's all different minerals. So each one that you choose, like this is a black obsidian, and black obsidian is all about like clearing out shadows and letting go of grief and shame and guilt. So it like gets rid of like lower density energies, inner child.
Okay.
And then there's the rose quartz, and this is about self-love, self-compassion, like building a friendship with your vulva, like vagina, like really reconnecting to her and like seeing her as like this, and I say her as an entity as well, but it's like this magical thing that we have. And then this kind love one is like a hermitoid. It's all about like increasing our sexual desire, increasing our like ability to embrace our sexuality. So just like any crystal, like people buy different crystals for different like qualities. The yoni eggs come in different crystals so that the energetic qualities could be supportive in addition to all the physical and the physical things. And then breath work, like the way we tighten the pelvic floor and squeeze the muscles and use it with breath will guide it in and up. And then this can actually go all the way up to the cervix through different muscle control.
Okay.
And then it can help stimulate the cervix or like release tension. And you can leave it in and have penetration either with yourself or a partner. And that's really where a cervical orgasm can start to build because it's getting this pressure.
Yeah.
And this like, especially with the crystal, like the healing properties. And so there's that. And then the string, you can guide it. So it can become this pleasure tool as well.
Right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say a few more things.
Oh, great. I'm so happy. I didn't even know to ask that. So no, I want to know all the things.
Yeah. So I'm really passionate about the why, like what's the intention. There's this one podcast I listened to, Leslie, and she was like, you could wear your yoni egg all day, but it's like going to the gym and putting a weight on your shoulder and walking around. Like you didn't actually work out. You just had a weight on your shoulder.
Yeah.
So like when you work out with intention, you work out like for an isolated amount of time and you like put all of your energy into the workout.
Yeah.
It's like that for the yoni egg. You'll create like, it's like an invitation to create something sacred. So like a bath, putting it in during a bath or like having a 30-minute time where you like build like some candlelight and, you know, maybe you have like some incense or whatever kind of altar, whatever kind of space that feels like right. You could surrender in it. Mm-hmm. And then you would work with it in like a mindful, intentional way so that whatever you're wanting it to be useful for, it can serve that purpose.
Yeah.
And then it's not a one and done, you know, like it's a devotional practice, like anything, like meditation, like breath work, like yoga. It requires a devotion to it and a trust and surrender.
Yes. The trust and surrender, I think is hard, you know, so, and I think that it takes practice. And even with meditation, it took me a long time to do that, to be able to, you know, and it was practice. It takes practice. Like, and
yeah.
This feels and then, that way too.
Sex, right? Like it's, you have to surrender to have like a cervical orgasm requires the deepest surrender, the Definitely. Deepest trust with our body, with like our partner, with ourselves. Like it requires the deepest surrender possible. So it really is a beautiful kind of representation of the yoni egg, like being able to surrender to the self-care yep. really is an opening for more pleasure.
Yeah. And I love that.
So anyway, I could go on forever.
I know. I really love it. I'm so excited that I got to learn about this. So tell me about the ceremony and tell me about True Woman Divine Feminine Action Day retreat.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Sure. So on the 22nd of February, February 22nd will be the next Yoni Egg practice, and it's a group virtual practice. So if anyone has a yoni egg sitting around on a shelf collecting dust and wants to know what to do with it or order one and join, that's on February 22nd from 7 p.m. till 8:30, but I also do them every month. So if this month is not available and you're interested, the one time that is not recommended to use an egg is if you're on your bleed, like the heaviest couple of days because of the out energy, like the in energy doesn't, the chi.
Yeah.
It will explain like the history because it's an ancient Taoist tradition. And so I explain the history, like how they used to use it for vitality and sexuality. And like the kings and queens were the only ones that had access to them. And it's kind of a really cool history. And then a little bit more about my story and then how to work with them, breath work, muscle control, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then on March 13th, in Farmington Hills, I'm doing a day retreat. And it's an in-person retreat, and it's a full day. And I call it the Divine Feminine Activation Retreat because it's all about activating the Divine Feminine. Okay. And it focuses a lot on the womb space. And because I believe, once again, the womb is where our magic lives, but it also carries a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. So it's working on the womb space. It's connecting with other women who also share, like, have a womb space and can share the energy and the stories. It's a space for us to be authentic, like take off the ethereal mask, like, of I can do everything because I'm a woman and I can be a mom, a sister, a teacher, everything. You know, I can do all of it. And it's like, I can be here and surrender and admit everything that I may need support with and gain it. And we do guided movement, working with cacao, which is like a plant medicine. It's non-psychotropic. It's a beautiful heart opening. It's chocolate. Like, chocolate?
Even better.
We do sharing. We do women's circles. There's a meal provided, and it's a place for women to really like release anything that they want to release, be held in a container, and open our hearts, open our wombs, and in an invitation to see what's there.
That sounds amazing. It sounds such a beautiful day. So tell me, for my listeners, well, there are a few questions that I ask every guest, but while we're on it, tell me how we can find you. Like, how do we follow you? How do we sign up for events? Do we order eggs from you? Like you said, we can order eggs from you, right?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for asking. So right now, the best way to get a hold of me is on my Instagram, which is True Women. And there's an X instead of an E in woman. And that's on purpose. That includes all women, anyone who identifies with the feminine. So whether you're a bleeding woman, if you still have a womb space, if you've had like anything surgically removed, if you were not born with the parts that you identify with, it's really for the X's to include anyone who identifies with the feminine.
I love that.
So there is really like a message is the best place. I love to interact. Like, it's such an intimate topic. So I do have a website in the works, which is truewomen.com.
Yeah.
I'm not like super quick to finish because I'm loving the personal connection that happens through reaching out, because it is such an intimate topic that you can go to the website and like check out and find an egg that's perfect for you, but then maybe you're not sure which one is, and we can have a conversation.
Yeah, it feels a little more personal than that. So definitely reaching out to you and having you recommend one, I feel like is the best policy, definitely. Yeah. So there are a few questions that I ask every single guest. So number one, where is your favorite place in the world?
Oh man, that's so hard. Where's my favorite place in the world? I've been really fortunate. Okay. I've traveled a lot. Okay. So it's so hard. I've been really, really fortunate. I would say I went to Ireland a couple summers ago, and that's my origin.
Okay.
So probably Ireland. And I got to take my dad's parents' ashes and put them in the Irish Sea. And they're like, we're all originate from Ireland, our origin, our ancestors. So that was really special. I would say Ireland. It's everything you think, like the rolling green
hill. I heard this. I heard Ireland is amazing. It's definitely on my list.
Yeah.
If you have 2 hours to yourself, what do you do?
Oh, girl, I'm in that bath with my yoni egg, of course. Always.
That was a given. What's your favorite food?
Oh, pomegranates, for Ooh, sure.
Yum, yum. Good one. What book are you reading or listening to right now?
Don't be surprised right now, okay? I'm reading Pussy, a Reclamation. Don't be surprised. It's so good.
Is it so good?
It's really good about connecting to your vagina.
Okay, good. I'll link to it in the show notes.
So that you can check it
out. If you could be anything, what would you be?
Me.
My other guest said that too. And I was like, when I came up with this and I like was talking to people about what I should ask people, in my mind, I was like, a dolphin.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Me. I'm like, why would I not think that?
A dolphin's a good one too.
Ooh, a dolphin. And so funny. And I'm like, why would I not want to be me? Why would I not say that? And I'm thinking like cool animals and mermaids and like whatever.
But that's so fun, because I was thinking like, I didn't really think a lot before I said it, but occupation could come to mind.
Yeah, So some people think that. I've had somebody say a princess before. Like, it's really funny. But it's very funny where your mind goes. So I left it like that. Somebody was like, maybe you should make it more particular. And I was like, no way.
I love that question.
I know. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming. For the listeners, I'm going to put all of Rachel's information in the show notes, and she'll be all over my Instagram and stuff for the next couple weeks. And then I'll start to remind you guys, you know, over Instagram when her events are coming, so she can remind me to remind you. So thank you so much for joining us. I learned so much today. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I'm so honored to share. And yeah, I love connecting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I really hope you got as much out of that as I did. I learned so much about what is possible with our vaginas. And I know that that sounds like something people don't talk about. And I'm so excited that we talked about it today. I learned so much about the yoni egg. Here are a few things they are used for, just to recap. The eggs are made of crystals. Everybody needs a different one. So if you need to discuss how to get one, definitely reach out to Rachel. They can increase lubrication. They help with cramps, tightening the pelvic floor, and even increasing libido. You can purchase an egg and go through the process yourself, or you can hire someone like Rachel to guide you through. I think that might be the better way to go. I learned so much today. I didn't even know what a yoni egg was a few days ago. So thank you to Rachel for teaching us so much. Make sure to follow her on Instagram at True Woman, and instead of it's TrueWomxn instead of the A there, and message her to get your own egg. Thank you for joining us today. I know we can do it all together.